Ireland's classic hit, Something for the Weekend. We're calling her like the finance sleuth, Deirdre O'Keefe from birdie.ie, spelt B-O-R-D-Y.ie. Deirdre, you've got tips as well for anybody who is earning less than 7,200 per annum.
Yes, absolutely. This is known as the home carer tax credit. Many of your listeners may be aware of this if they say you have had the luxury of an accountant looking after the tax returns every year. But the reality is, most people don't have an account because they might just be PAYE workers. So the home care tax credit is basically a tax credit of €1,600 a year if you earn less than 7,200, which is often very common in a civil partnership or a marriage where one might be doing mainly looking after the children, but also has a job on the side. So what that is that's €1,600 tax back. So that's an extra credit that gets to go on to your joint assessment at the end of the year.
Okay.
And to qualify, as I said, you have to earn less than €7,200 a year. You'd be looking after your children or a permanently incapacitated person in your home. And it does change. You can earn over €7,200, but that tax credit will go down marginally dependent on the earnings. And then it's capped at €10,400. Above that, unfortunately, you fall outside the qualifications. So that just might be something for people to think about if they're maybe pondering a part-time job, just to keep those figures in their head.
And I'd say there's probably people who are maybe childminding one day a week or something like that, or 2 days a week, and they've got a low income like that. But all the same, if you can get tax credits on it, why not?
Absolutely. And it's really easy. And you can, that is one thing you actually can get a look back on. Anything to do with revenue and your taxes, you can actually get a look back over 4 years. So if you or your listeners feel like they might have qualified for the home care tax credit, they can actually request them to do what they call a look back period. So revenue will look back over the past 4 tax years. And if you did, or you should have qualified for home care tax credit, they will give it to you there and then, and you'll get a refund. I mean, who doesn't have a refund from revenue?
Oh,
I frame it, only it's much better off in my bank.
I'd frame it. Gas. Isn't it funny how everyone puts things on the long finger, and you don't want, you could be missing out on money that's due to you because I'll do that next month, and then before you know it, another year has passed by and you've missed out on the benefit.
I know, and Trina, I feel it's something to do with the fact that, you know, if it was money you had paid out your bank account to somebody wrongfully, you would be on it straight away. I think it's that sort of psychological factor that you never had that money, then you sort of didn't miss the money. And it's also that fear factor that we spoke about before of people have the fear of contacting revenue. It's like this automatic fear of, oh my God, if I pick up the phone and ring them, are they going to tell me I owe them money?
Yeah. They know
highly
I exist.
Unlikely.
They know you exist anyway.
Exactly. They know exactly. So I always say to people, don't be worried. If you were, especially if you were in PAYE employment, you and your spouse, and you were being taxed, you know, by your employer, it's so unlikely you're going to owe a cent. In fact, you probably are owed money by revenue. You've probably not done things like what that we all need to do. You've probably not claimed for your medical expenses for those years. You'd be amazed if you sat down for 10 minutes, put pen to paper, and actually worked out, have I done this? You know, do a little checklist for yourself. This could mean a huge monetary difference to a person to discover that there was all this money that they might have missed out on the past 4 years.
Yeah.
Get onto my account straight away and do your homework.
Okay, we've been told, Deirdre. Thank you very much. Deirdre,
no problem.
On Instagram. What's the videos that you put up there? How can we find you on Instagram?
You can find me on Instagram. My handle is birdie.bookkeeping, and that's B-U-R-D-Y. And I put up some Instagram videos, both for employees and employers, because my bread and butter is helping employers too. And so I'll put up things like my people might have issues with USC exemption, not knowing how and when, payslip issues, public holiday pay for part-timers. And I also have actually posted about this pension issue because I just think it's so important. Like, imagine getting to near retirement age and suddenly realizing that you hadn't got enough credits when you can actually act now, Trina.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can even purchase PRSI credits if needs be.
Okay, okay. We've been told, Deirdre, she loves spreadsheets. There she is, Deirdre O'Keefe. I was slagging you a bit. Actually, I was saying to our own financial controller here in the radio station, I was saying, I bet you love a spreadsheet. And she said, I do. I love a spreadsheet. And I was slagging her about it. She goes, you love radio. I love spreadsheets. It's the way it goes.
Spreadsheets, colour coding as well, Trina, very important.
I'll even get back to your lovely spreadsheet. Thank you so much, Deirdre.
Thank you.
It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.